John McGuinness, the Fianna Fáil chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee, appeared to emerge, if not exactly unscathed, but with his position secure from last week's special meeting in which he stood aside to answer questions about travel arrangements and other issues which concerned his fellow committee members. But a fellow, one of the TDs who questioned him at that hearing, Labour's Derek Nolan, now feels that Mr McGuinness is not suitable for a banking inquiry if the committee goes ahead with holding such an inquiry. And he's in our Galway studio now. Derek Nolan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Why is he not, John McGuinness, not suitable for such an inquiry?
I'll just put a small bit of background, just a brief background. The committee decided in 2012 that it wanted to conduct a banking inquiry, and an enormous amount of work has gone in by all members of the committee in preparing a basis for that. We did a banking report, which about five TDs across party prepared, laying out the legal framework within which we can do it, the issues that needed to be looked at, and how we would conduct an inquiry. And I'm still very much of the opinion that the Public Accounts Committee should hold a banking inquiry. I want to see it happen. I think there's lots of important questions that need to be answered. Right. Part of the legal framework then that we went through in that, and the reason why I do not believe that Deputy McGuinness is fit to chair that inquiry is because I don't want to see that inquiry prejudiced before it begins. And there are two serious issues I have with Deputy McGuinness, and they all stem from last Thursday's now infamous PAC hearing. And I have to say, first of all, that they're entirely of Deputy McGuinness's own making. The first one is that if you remember the referendum we held to broaden the powers of the Oireachtas into inquiries in 2011, the people gave us a very strict no answer. And part of the reason I believe they said no was because they didn't have faith in politicians, in public representatives, to hold an impartial, fair and disciplined inquiry. And I think that the actions of the chairman last Thursday, where he unnecessarily and damagingly engaged in conjecture, theorising, making allegations without factual foundation and engaging in wild speculation without evidence at a committee hearing with parliamentary privilege, showed lack of discipline lack of judgment.
Hold on a minute. He didn't name anybody. He said, as indeed another member of another government party at that meeting, John Deasy, said, that he believes some people in government, he thought civil servants, were leaking information to damage him. Now, if he thinks that's the case, and if he doesn't name them but says he thinks it, and John Deasy appears to agree with them, as do other people, what's the harm?
Well, when we say things in the Dáil Éireann committees, Cathal, we're in a very privileged position. Anything we say cannot be used in defamation proceedings. We cannot be questioned on it, and we cannot be held to account for it. So when you say something as chair of the Public Accounts Committee at a Public Accounts Committee hearing, it means something different than when you say it outside of that. And what we had, again, was allegations, theories, thoughts, possibilities, all in the context of a very straightforward hearing, which was designed to question Deputy McGuinness on factual incidents that had occurred while he was a minister. And the second thing that I think is very important, and probably the primary reason why he's disqualified himself, in my view, from being chair of a banking inquiry, is the perception of bias that he has created through his comments, which I described in that session, which I described as a farce last Thursday. During that session, he speculated that he'd made enemies with the civil service because of his book. He talked about the toll for democracy, the demise of democracy, that civil servants were out to get him because of possibly how he chairs the committee. And he made a very serious accusation that a government department is leaking against him, and insinuating that leaking has been...
He's not the only one in the country who thinks that could be the case.
But he's the only one in the country who's putting himself forward as chair of a banking inquiry. Yeah. But and just to finish that point, he insinuated that the civil service is leaking the information in order to prevent a banking inquiry. He made that direct charge as chair of the Public Accounts Committee at a Public Accounts Committee hearing. And all of these comments have to be taken with comments that he would have said outside of the committee, which he's entitled to a view. We're all in politics.
Okay.
We're all
now,
entitled to a view. But if I can just finish this one point, Carl, where he talks about a cabal of civil servants trying to block a banking inquiry, a powerful elite trying to nobble a bank probe. I'm trying to run a bank probe. I'm working on it. I'm not being attempted to nobble. And importantly, the legislation that is going through the Dáil at the moment to setting up inquiry is very specific, that where there is a perception of bias by any member of that committee, they cannot take part in it. And I think that Deputy McGuinness has created that bias.
Should resign as chairperson?
I don't think he needs to resign as chairperson. Again, I had no issue with the issues on Thursday to do with his...
All right, OK. I'm sorry, we were right out of time and have to leave it there. I just want to clarify that. Derek Nolan of the Labour Party, thank you. 5 to 9.